Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. We are just three short days away from celebrating Christmas, and we're glad you're tuning in with us. This show is going to bounce all over the map. I can feel it coming a mile away, but it's all good because we're going to have some fun, and hopefully you do too. But I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and thanks for taking a little time to hang out with us this weekend. It's going to be a big weekend for everybody. I can just feel it. I know personally, looking at getting my last vacation days in for the end of the year and things like that, all the Christmas parties and family Christmas parties and all that, it gets everybody's on their calendars big time right now, Jop.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, it's I live off lists this time of year, and I kind of just don't like doing that. It's you know, it's like I want to just stop and look around me and see who's there and be thankful for those people and to say thank you to them as opposed to did we send this out? Did we get them one of these? Are we planning for that? Have we gone to the store? It's just that's the part of this season I just don't like.
Well, you know, that's funny you'd say that because my wife is a big lister. I'm pretty good at making lists. I tend to start them and use them, but not nearly as efficiently as her. She's got, they're all prioritized. They're lined out, I mean, almost in a maniac fashion. She'll scribble them out so you can't tell what was on there. But one of the things that was on her list last week was a company called Standard Kitchens bringing out our countertops so that we could finish up this year-and-a-half-long housing project.
And how'd that go?
Oh, my gosh. She sent me a picture, Thursday, I think, the boys from Lakeside Surfaces.
Right.
I think the guy's name was Brett that showed up at
one
the house.
One of their installers.
Yeah, and he called me as they're ready to pull in, and I said, I'm gone, dude, but the bride will be standing at the driveway with a lantern waiting to lead you lead you up the mountain. And I got to tell you, that company, Lakeside Surfaces, which is one of your partners, Jop, if you don't know it, runs Standard Kitchens, and he oversees how many stores?
Seven of them.
Yep, yeah, seven stores. So you can see why he needs lisps.
Yeah, I
do
live off
with
them.
A lisp.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, I'm 55, and I just don't have the retention I used to have. I'm sorry. It might have been 9 years sitting beside you drinking beer on every Saturday morning.
Oh, blame me.
Nice try. It's just not there, man.
Nice try. Somebody else who helped me with the project. Now, our house is like 30 years old, and goodness
not
sakes,
anymore, man.
So much.
You pretty much rebuilt the whole
damn
thing.
Yeah, but, you know, you've been there enough times. There was a lot of old stuff, and one of the systems we had in there was a central vac system that I bought from a guy at a company called Liberty Service. He's up in my old hometown of Reed City, and his name is Tom Eichenberg, and I just want to give him a shout-out because this man is just the nicest guy to do business with, and his pricing is ridiculously good. If you need a central vac or if you need a water softener. Now, he put both those systems in 20 years ago, and I have literally had no issues from the equipment or the installation on any of that stuff.
Right.
The issues I had was from my renovation needing a little this added and that added. And like my RO machine, I won't even drink water now if it doesn't come out of RO.
Well, it has its own flavor, and you're purifying it, right, with the RO process.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's just something that you get used to.
Yeah.
Right? It's like people like well water or people like city water.
And our well water, that was the reason I bought the land is because the guy I was buying the land from said, just taste the water. And I said, well, that was what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
And I tasted the water and I go, sold.
Yeah.
Right now. Boom.
Yeah.
And but anyway, Tom, Liberty Services, I'm sorry, I'll ask you to write this down. If you need a water softener or central vac, Area code 616-293-1522. And I have to give you that number because they don't have a website. He's old school. He's in his 70s, and the guy works every day.
Hardworking dude.
But
man.
His wife, Margot, passed away about a year ago, and he's working more just because I think, you know, it helps ease the pain, and she was a wonderful lady. And everybody knows the Eichenberg family up there. And his brother, Steve, is now coming on with him. Steve's my age. So these guys just keep working.
Yeah, and they will, yeah. I'm sure.
And don't forget, I got Better Made showing up at my Christmas party this afternoon up at the Nurmico Hacienda up in Kent City. My brother's holding our family Christmas.
Okay, nice.
So I'm sneaking some Better Made up there.
Well, it's not a sneak, man. Bring it in. It'll all be there. It's good stuff
and
for the holidays.
And I made some jerky to bring up there. That's something I actually grilled and smoked this week.
Yep.
Which, it's been so busy, I don't get time to do that right now so much.
Right. I had an occasion on Wednesday this past week was my company Christmas party, right? And in the location where I work, there's about 30 of us. And we did a potluck, right? Like everybody does. Company Standard Kitchens bought some hams and stuff like that, but it was a potluck after that. I wanted to share this one because they were a big hit and so many people had never tried them. They wrinkle up their nose till they have one, right? And it's a super simple appetizer that I made ahead and brought in, and then we just warmed them back up a little bit in the oven, is I took a pitted date, and they've got a little slit in them where they've taken the pit out, and I filled that with crumbled blue cheese.
Which you love to do.
Right, and then wrapped it with thin bacon. Simple three-ingredient hors d'oeuvre, guys. And you put a toothpick through it to hold the bacon, and I put them on the smoker, so that I could get an even cook. Mm-hmm. They're not going to burn on the bottom because sometimes if you put them in the oven, the pan will make them burn on the bottom before they're done on the top.
Use a baker's rack if you do.
Right, yeah.
Or you can indirect grill them.
Right, which is so I did them in the smoker, just fired up the pellet smoker. Oh. They were in there like an hour. I got up in the morning, threw them on before I went to work, right? Had some breakfast, blah, blah, blah. Took them with me. Right, and everybody was like, "Ooh, what are those?" You know, because they're dark
colored.
Looks
like a turd.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's a cockroach.
Right. Yeah.
With bacon, you'll like it.
Yeah, exactly.
I burnt the legs off.
A couple of the guys thought they were sausages, right? And I just didn't say a word. I just sat there watching people do it. But they're a big hit. It's kind of an off the beaten path hors d'oeuvre with that pitted date in there. But great for the holidays. You got a little sweet with the date, a little salty and savory with the cheese. So that would be one that if you're looking for a holiday hors d'oeuvre to whip up real quick, word up though, thin bacon. Do not use thick cut bacon.
I think it was thin cut bacon. Chef Jeff Dewey that did those for us the first time.
Yeah, I can't take
Schmoes.
Credit for them.
Down at Schmoes.
Right, yep. I can't take credit for them, but
I know
they're
that,
good,
but,
man. They're really good.
It is nice to give the credit to a great guy like him who turns... We are so lucky to have so many friends that are awesome, and we'll talk to one of them later on in the show, and that's Matt Smith from Pit Stop Barbecue.
Yeah.
And he's another one of those that, you know, is a buddy, but you learn a bunch from.
Yeah, this guy does... I mean, he's a grilling expert and a smoking expert, and only by virtue of him doing 30 catering events a week, you know, this time of year. So he's a guy we're going to have on the show a little bit later. He's more of a caterer than he is. He has a restaurant that he's open for like 3 hours twice a week just so that he can appease his customers. But anyway, we'll be talking to him as well. And also coming up in the show, we're going to be talking to our friends at Stormy Cromer. It looks like we've got the man, Bob, that will be talking with us. And that's always a fun thing. That's a great gift if you're still looking for that last-minute gift.
That's what I'm saying.
You can put a Stormy Cromer hat or a jacket or a vest on your list. And, man, you're going to make somebody happy. And a lot of sporting goods stores have those around. They're distributed everywhere, but you can go on their website and find out where there is a location near you that sells Stormy Cromers. It's a lifetime gift because they're guaranteed for life, man. So, you know, you just take care of your Cromer and it'll take care of you for a long time. So coming up next, it looks like we're going to do some Charles Dickens punch. Stick with us. We'll be back.
A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we